My portion of the Sims family life is probably ended when Georgia started. We went to grade school and junior high school and then lived across the street from each other. George referred to the 1308 Club. I lived at 1317, right across the street. In all of the years, from the day that I met Mr. Sims until the day I left for college, he called me Weems. Now, there was a band leader in the 30s and 40s that actually is why my father got the nickname Ted. And his name was Ted Weems. He was kind of popular. It was like a Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey type thing. But every time we were together, he would call me Weems. And I correct him. Okay, Weems, come on, let's go play golf. And it was always, I said, you know, if about three blocks from our house, my father has a business. And in red neon lights, it says Weems. Okay, Weems, I know where the sign is. Right after they moved into the neighborhood, I used to spend quite a bit of time in the living room watching horse races on television. Now, Mr. Sims would book our bets for us, which were usually a quarter, nickel, dime, stuff like that. And I think the very first race I remember watching was probably the 1955 or 56 Kentucky Derby, in which Swaps beat Nashua. And Nashua and Swaps went back and forth that year in the Triple Crown races and then later on into the Horse of the Year programs. But Mr. Sims booked our bets, and we didn't win, so he didn't ever have to figure out the odds on a quarter bet. We also used to play, we'd sit on the floor and play gin rummy at the coffee table. Now, after about three or four draws and discards, Mr. Sims would know what I had in my hand. And I don't think I ever beat him. And the funniest part is that he played with his cards face up on the table. He taught us how to gamble a little bit in different forms of gaming, but he'd always say, Weems, you ever want to gamble, you come and see me. I don't want you giving your money to a stranger. In 1963, the junior prom from Las Vegas High School, in the end of the year, the Smothers Brothers were playing in the showroom at the Flamingo Hotel. So I said, Doug, you know, everybody that's going to the junior prom wants to see the Smothers Brothers. So he says, well, call Dad. He'll fix it up. So I called Mr. Sims. I said, I'd like to take my date and another couple see the Smothers Brothers. And he said, yeah, Weems, I think I can fix that up for you. Just come and see me when you get to the hotel. Oh, and don't wear that monkey suit that you guys are going to wear, and don't wear your carnation either. So we change clothes after the prom and go to the Flamingo Hotel. He says, you know where I sit? Well, right inside the front door of the Flamingo Hotel was a small bar. At the corner of that bar was a telephone, and that was Chester's hangout next to the telephone where he could see everybody coming and going. I find Mr. Sims at the corner of the bar. Hey, Weems, you're here, okay. And he calls a security guard over. He says, take Weems to my booth. I start to walk to the line. There's 150 guys and their dates in white dinner jackets with red carnations. Their dates all have long gowns on with orchids pinned on them. We walk right by them. The security guard opens the wall in the back of the room. We walk down to the first mezzanine level. First booth on the right is Mr. Sims' lead booth. Well, I've got a sport coat and tie on. I don't look like the rest of the high school class. Sure enough, he sends over an ice bucket with two bottles of champagne. The rest of them are drinking Shirley Temples and Roy Rogers. Lately, well, in the past few years, when Doug and I go places, he reminds me of things that his father taught both of us. And we kind of have a term for it. We call them Chesterisms. And Doug comes up with quite a few of them, and I can remember some of them, but there's one that I've used since the day he told it to me. And I use it in business, and it solves lots of problems. And it goes like this. He used to say, Weems, there's three sides to every story. Yours, mine, than the truth. Well, I've used that quite a bit. I could have written up something like George did in that would have probably made me cry, remembering some of the days on Lake Mead. Either Doug was with my family in our small boat, or we were with Doug and his family in the large flamingo yacht, which was a lot nicer than our 16-foot outboard, but we caught a lot of fish out of both of them, and we had a great time together. I've enjoyed going to the Kentucky Derby for quite a few years with Doug. We both have part of the skybox at the Georgia Dome. We enjoy going to Atlanta. It's been really nice for me to get to see people that I don't see very often and get to bring everybody to Las Vegas to celebrate this dedication. Doug, I think you ought to do this every year so that I can see some of my old friends. George, thanks once again for your speech, and thank you all.